Denver, I think in the, I mean, we had indicated that this would go till 4, and I know DEQ is on the line. I'd really like to hear from DEQ. Can we let them have the floor now and
sure.
then continue on?
Sure.
Okay.
So to this point, Dave, would you introduce who all else is there with you today, please?
Hi, this is Dave Cotton, and in me with the room is Dana Bryan, Jeremy Hay, Dale Lassiter, and Christine Rendon. And you know, this. Thanks for giving me an opportunity to present today, and I really would like to start by giving some a bigger overview and a little background, you know, and what how part of how we see we got to this point, you know, from a background standpoint. At Governor Snyder's direction, the Office of the Great Lakes developed and published Michigan's Water Strategy for Sustaining Michigan's Water Heritage. The Water Strategy is a 30-year plan for Michiganders to protect, manage, and enhance Michigan's water resource for current and future generations. One of the priorities of the Water Strategy is to ensure clean and safe drinking water for all Michiganders, and one of the key action items identified during a stakeholder-driven development of the water strategy is for Michigan to develop a unified approach to the management of on-site wastewater treatment and dispersal, aka septic systems, in Michigan. And to that end, it's a priority of the governor to start that ball rolling. And you might or might not know that since 2004, there have been 13 bills introduced concerning on-site wastewater into the legislature, none of which has passed through legislation. Again, you might be aware that during the last legislative session, Representative Pilecki put forth a bill that did not make it to the floor. At this time, Rep. Lauer is interested in sponsoring a bill this year that will provide a framework for developing a unified approach. Let me say that this legislation is not a statewide code, but a framework. So during this process, you know, Representative Lauer started with that Pilecki bill that has been out there for over 3 years, and sought input from stakeholder groups that included but not limited to DEQ, the local health department, realtor associations, and others in hopes to craft a bill that would be supported from both ends of the political spectrum. Now, it is my understanding that Rep. Lauer intends to finalize legislation to introduce soon in hopes of getting it through the legislative process before the end of this legislative year. The working draft we've been talking about has been distributed, and there have been minor modifications, but I guess I really wanted to start by discussing the major components of this working draft. You know, DEQ is really not in a position to take your comments regarding the draft, but we invite you to direct any of the comments to Rep. Lauer's legislative director, Danielle. Now, much as Jason described, this is an enabling legislation with a process forward. Now, just like in Ohio, this is the legislation that says we need to move forward within these parameters and that the work is yet to come. The major aspects of the draft really include, as we've seen, a common set of definitions related to the on-site wastewater industry, including the updated definition of failure that focuses on protection of public health and the environment. This definition of failure includes discharging directly or placing a system directly into the surface waters or groundwaters. Number two, it also directs DEQ to develop standards and a clearinghouse for the use of alternative treatment and dispersal systems so they can be utilized across the state. This includes development of tools like a database and requirements for the management of these systems to ensure their ongoing performance. It directs the establishment of a technical advisory committee to provide direction to DEQ in the development of these technology approvals, the new rules, and guidelines related to the management of on-site wastewater treatment and dispersal in Michigan. The technical advisory committee is to be made up of those with the knowledge of how systems work, much like the process in Ohio that Jason talked about. The development and promulgation of rules led by DEQ, I think in this draft it's over a 3-year period, but these rules to be based on risk to public health for the management of on-site wastewater treatment and dispersal in Michigan. As part of any rule promulgation, it will be an open and transparent process with direction provided by the Technical Advisory Committee and input by all affected stakeholders. Note that all DEQ rulemaking requires public comment with the ability to hold public hearings. Next, this bill talks about inspections of on-site systems based on included triggers. It talks about licensing of those system inspectors, and as we saw, the qualifications for the local health department personnel working within the local health department. And it also discusses potential funding for administration and for the installation of systems for homeowners that require assistance. This legislation is not a statewide code, but a framework to develop a unified approach. This does not attempt to direct the detail, but to start Michigan towards an acceptable risk based on the protection of public health and the environment. And that's really, I think what you guys are doing, this is a great process, and I think that your comments should be collected and then shared with the representative for their inclusion. As we all know, when a bill starts in the legislature, the way it starts is not the way it finishes. And that's what I have to share at this time.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, still awake?
I have a question, though. You said the bill allows for a 3-year rulemaking process. Is that in the follow-up draft as opposed to the one that we're looking at today?
No, I think it's right in here. So on page 12, it says not later than 3 years after the effective date. That the department shall promulgate rules. I did personally like Jason's comment that it was, you know, instead of having a dead date, to have it say, you know, not before sometime, so that it ensures it's not a trivial process to go through all those details. But right now, as it reads, it says that within 3 years, DEQ needs to promulgate rules through the technical advisor with their input.
Okay, you also mentioned, somebody had texted here, where in this document is the section providing for funding for property owners for repair and replacement?
That is towards the end. On page 24, in line 20, you know, it basically says up in line 15, the department shall expend the money from the fund upon appropriation for these items. And C is for the grants to distressed homeowners to repair, replace or repair on-site wastewater systems that have failed.
This is Bill Crawford. I think it would be good to, whoever decides this, to put some percentages of things in there, because I know the drinking water fund, or the safe water fund back years ago, it was meant for both on-site systems and sewer systems, and everything went to the sewer, the larger pipe sewer systems, and nothing, or very, very little went to on-site sewage disposal. So I think there'd be a fair amount more level of comfort if something was put in there as far as proportions, and maybe that's a technical advisory committee to do that, but I think it needs to show that 2 out of 3 won't necessarily get all the money, or 1 out of 3 or whatever.
That's a great comment, Bill.
And somebody has texted in here, and what about the issues that arose with the original Strategic Water Quality Initiative Fund, where there were questions raised as to whether there was a permit to expend public funds for private purposes, because individual homeowners will be private purposes. And that's a question.
Yeah, I think that's a different issue, and it may, and that's been a problem with the SRS funding, that those funds can't be administered from the state directly out to homeowners. So again, we just don't know how that could end up being funded. It might be funded through local health departments, funneled through money. But this again provides a framework for these things to happen, and that's the intent of the legislature, to say we need to figure out how to help folks that are distressed, and because it's all of Michigan's problem.
And I believe there have been certain grants made in certain counties to allow them to provide a revolving loan fund for individual properties. It's a project I know that has been dear to our heart for the past 16 years. But you made a comment that this is not a statewide code, but in fact the word statewide code is used extensively throughout the document that was pointed out here. There's a text here about line 11 through 12. Money in the fund at the close of the fiscal year shall remain in the fund and shall not lapse to the general fund. In the world of politics, can you guarantee that for the future?
Are you asking me? I can't guarantee.
Well, I think
Sandra. It doesn't get in the bill to say that is the intent of the legislature, that the monies collected here should stay in that program.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't have a crystal ball. The legislature next year could turn around and say, wow, you guys have too much money and we want to direct it elsewhere. We really don't have control over that. But this is an attempt to say no. Because if it isn't said explicitly, like we've seen in other instances, that's what happens.